Last session, state lawmakers unveiled a plan to attract privately run charter schools to neighborhoods with failing public schools. Superintendents like Miami-Dade's Alberto Carvalho and Broward's Robert Runcie pushed for a compromise. What they got in House Bill 7069 was a multi-million dollar boost for up to 25 schools statewide. Education officials announced the winners this week. Five schools in Miami-Dade won nearly $7 million, which they'll use for tutoring and pregnancy prevention. Three in Palm Beach County will spend their $7.6 million on counseling and nutrition education. Broward County, however, saw its three applications denied. The State Department of Education plans to reopen the application process. There's still a chance for 14 more schools. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.